Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams on the heels of a 24-20 come from behind homecoming victory. I guess it's nice for a homecoming game to be memorable.
Absolutely, and I was so impressed with the crowd that turned out. The stands were packed, and there were people, you know, backed up all the way around the fence line, and so a lot of people got to share in that memory. It was a very fun high school football game, and one that I know our kids will remember for a long, long time.
Down 10 points in the fourth quarter, 20-10, end up coming back, and really, after getting down 20-10, it was the kickoff return by Keenan Young, what looked like a bit of a broken play on the return, but that got the comeback rolling, a great kickoff return after you go down by 10.
Yeah, Keenan was very patient. He kind of got up into the wedge, and Mankato West converged on him, and he was able to pop out into our boundary and got some great blocks to seal the edge, and Keenan was almost able to break it all together. He got tracked down from behind, but like I say, a great amount of patience by Keenan to get into that wedge and then wait for a lateral opening to occur. And that was obviously a huge play, a great field position changer, and set us up for a score.
And before talking about Tanner Hall, who scored the last two touchdowns for the Huskies, the 20-10 comeback would, of course, need more points than finishing off that drive. And the defense got the ball back for you repeatedly after giving up some big plays to West earlier in the game.
Yeah, you know, Jack Foster is a great quarterback, and they were running a ball control passing game. They didn't have much success on the ground, so in order to sustain their drives, they ran a lot of hitch routes and stop routes in front of our coverage, and you know, that was kind of the game plan. Let's not get beat deep, or at least minimize those opportunities for West to get behind our coverage. And West was very patient, and they did a nice job, but our defensive secondary really stepped up. I think Foster was 0 for 6 in his last 6 attempts. So those last two drives, we were able to both shut down their run game and limit them to 0 yards in passing. And we were able to get a couple of short possessions on West's part and get the football back in our hands. And we were moving the ball very effectively on offense late in the game. And so kind of that combination of getting the ball back rapidly and then being very patient on offense, even though the time was ticking down, we were able to still run the football and throw the football and get some big plays in both phases of the game, and we were ultimately able to pop one in.
So, again, going back to the kickoff return by Keenan Young, set the Huskies up at the 25, and Tanner Hall is able to run in for the touchdown to finish off that drive, and he had several big individual runs, 20-plus yards, and then Hall ends up going in for those last two touchdowns. He had 33 carries yesterday. He's really stepped into that role that wasn't there at the beginning of the season, but injuries made it possible for him to be out there.
Yeah, he's really been a pleasant surprise. He's stepped up and taken advantage of the opportunity that was presented to him. Like you say, you know, going into the season, he wasn't necessarily on our radar as far as being our top tailback. He had a really nice scrimmage, kind of opened some eyes, and he's just been very efficient throughout the course of the season, and he's been very good at hitting the hole hard and allowing his offensive line to get things blocked up. But then he's shown a little bit of mobility and elusiveness, and has been able to turn what could be a 5-yard gain into a 25-yard gain. He doesn't have game-breaking speed. You know, there was probably a couple of opportunities that had it been Jason Williamson, would have been a 70-yard touchdown. But he's done a really great job of taking what's been given to him and then turning it into an extra 10-15 yards on a lot of plays, chain moving, ball possession, and then ultimately finding a way to get into the end zone. So he's really done a nice job for us, and we're really pleased with his progress.
Owatonna's running game was nice yesterday, as we've established, and Hall scores those final two touchdowns as Owatonna comes from 20-10 down to win 24-20. Regarding the running game for Mankato West, they just never even tried to develop a running game. Is that a surprise?
Not really. You know, our run defense has been so good, and that was Mayo's strategy, and they obviously had that game tape, as it just occurred, you know, a few weeks ago. And I think they went in with the game plan that, hey, we've got a Division I quarterback, we've got receivers that are awfully, awfully good. One of them is a huge matchup problem. Spencer Spouty is 6'5", and we don't have anybody out on the edge that matches up with that kind of size. So they were able to utilize that, and I think that's, you know, really was their game plan coming in, was to ball control with the passing game, and then when we started to get impatient with the hitches, to try to run a hitch and go or a fade route and see if they couldn't get over the top. And, you know, we really only made one mistake on their hitches. We were very good at keeping it in front of us, making solid tackles, forcing them to drive the field. They had one where we, you know, missed two tackles on a hitch route, and it went for a big touchdown. So, you know, other than that, I thought our kids did a nice job of being patient, keeping those things in front of them, and forcing them to go deep where I thought we defended very, very, very well.
And Owatonna's quarterbacks, now Havelka played a little bit, and Trulson played the bulk of the game, and Trulson hit a couple of great long passes on touchdown drives, even though the drives might have ended with some other sort of score, but he hit some big passes down the field.
Yeah, he is really developing into a nice quarterback. He throws a great ball. He gives our receivers an opportunity to come down with it. Fade routes are kind of his specialty, and they're a fairly low percentage play, but he's got some nice targets to work with out there as well. Peyton Byers has just been outstanding out on the left side, and you know, he goes up and gets it. He's just really, really a nice athlete, and he also found Matt Williams 6 or 7 times, was very patient, going through his read progressions, and thought Matt did a nice job of prying himself open in the underneath coverage, and you know, drive extending, got a nice touchdown for our opener. So truly does a good job of moving the ball around, taking what's, you know, being given to him. He doesn't lock in on anybody, but in order to go through your read progression, of course, you've got to have time in the pocket. And by and large, we had a clean pocket all night again. Our offensive line just did a phenomenal job in all phases of the game, and gave Braden a chance to make some big plays. And, you know, we used Saul in that second series. He did a great job of executing our zone read game. He does a nice job of reading that and pulling it down and making plays with his legs. And, you know, he hasn't had a huge opportunity to show what he can do with his arm, but he's got a cannon for an arm, too, and we're going to continue to find ways that, you know, we can get both of those guys in to help us win games.
After each team scored on its opening drive, maybe some people were thinking it'd be a basketball score by the end.
You know, both teams have explosive capabilities, but I think it's also important to note that both teams came in with very, very solid defenses. And after, you know, we had some success in that first drive, we were able to exploit a few things. It became much more tough sledding as the game progressed. Their defensive coordinator has been there a long, long, long time, and, you know, he's seen the high points of Mankato West program over the last 25 years, and he made some great adjustments, and some of the things that were available to us in the first quarter became unavailable to us as the game progressed. So hats off to West, because they are a very well-coached team. Those guys have been around an awfully long time, and it was just really a fun game to try to, you know, play chess against those guys.
24-20, Owatonna gets the victory to improve to 6-0 on the season, and 179th win during your time as head coach, which ties with Jerry Peterson's number over that long tenure that he was in Owatonna as well, and that's a congratulations note to the program.
Well, you know, we've had a tremendous amount of continuity in our program. Jerry came in 1966, so, you know, Lyndon Johnson was the president of the United States. You know, we were in the midst of the Vietnam War. In fact, it was still fairly early in the Vietnam War. And so to have two coaches, two coaching staffs over that length of time is just phenomenal. And Jerry assembled a great staff. I got to be a part of that for 7 years, working with Ed Dreheim, and, you know, Ken Bai had just retired when I joined, Gary Ridge, Wayne Ebert, you know, just a great Jerry Earnest, a great bunch of coaches, and, you know, I think think we've done something similar. And to be able to assemble the staff that we have and have these guys in place for such a long period of time, you know, your name goes on the little record board, but, you know, Doug Wanyas just does an unbelievable job scheming things up offensively. Obviously, Mark Ochterkirk is easily the best defensive coordinator in the state of Minnesota, and the list goes on. We've just had such great continuity and such great guys in front of our kids that it allows that kind of long-term success to be possible.
Mankato East comes in here for the regular season home finale next Friday night. What type of a team are the Cougars?
Well, you know, they had kind of hung their hat on the option over the last couple of years, and their quarterback transferred up to the Metro, and they've, you know, tried to go back to a little bit more of a traditional ground and passing attack, so they'll be a spread, you know, formation team, but just not with as much of the option game as they have, you know, utilized in the last few years. Their defense has a lot of returners. They were sticky against us early on in the game last year. We were ultimately able to score 71 against them, but all those kids are a year older. They've done a nice job this year of kind of hanging in games and giving their offense a chance to find a way to win, and we expect a great opportunity to see a pretty good football team. And, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit of a hangover this week. This was a big win for us. Our kids left it all out on the field, so we're going to have to get back out this week and kind of refocus on, you know, what our goals are and getting ourselves a number one seed for the section playoffs. And, you know, we still have some things that we need to achieve. This was a big game, but we're going to have to turn the page and find a way to refocus on the remainder of the schedule.
24-20, come from behind, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter last night for Owatonna, who trailed most of the second half but pulls off the 24-20 victory over Mankato West. Owatonna coach Jeff Williams, thanks for the extended time this morning, Jeff, and good luck prepping for another game next week.
Thank you very much, Roy.
All right, the coach's show on AM 1390 KRFO and the KRFO app.